Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day and of the week on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You know what we forgot to do yesterday, Steve?
What?
We do it every year. Yesterday was Stevie Wonder's birthday. And we always tell him happy birthday. Yeah.
Steve.
So we got to wish Stevie Wonder a happy belated birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we posted it, though. I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Stevie, man. One of the coolest dudes in the world, man.
Oh, yeah.
One of the real, real cool dudes in this world. So, listen, man, I want to do something. I want to read a series of things that I keep in my phone. I did a little bit before, but I want to do quite a few of them. These are things that I pull, that I take screenshots of. Like, if I find a catchy saying, or somebody sends me a motivational phrase, or if I get, you know, just something or a scripture that really registers with me, and if they text it to me, I'll take a screenshot of it, edit it down, and then save to photos. Then when I get it in my photo section, I have a section in my albums called Motivation, and I transfer all of these things over to my photo app, and I put it in Motivation. And I just have probably, I don't know, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 14, 15. I probably got 60, 70 of these things. I'm just going to read a few of them to you. And what I do for meditation sometimes is, sometimes I start my day by just pulling up all of my inspirational messages that I've sent myself over the years. And they go back quite sometimes, but these are the top ones that matter to me most. And so I have one, and I have a pack of lions just walking. And you can tell that they look like they're going out on a hunt. It's just a huge pack of lions. And they got a real serious look on their face. And the caption on it says, surround yourself with those on the same mission as you. Surround yourself with those on the same mission as you. Because when you look at lions and they go out on a hunt, they all go out on one accord. They going to get something to eat. Ain't nobody going in there playing and all this here. Hey, let's go down there and see the gazelles. Let's race. No, no. They get serious. They get in stalk mode, and they got something to do. And it reminds me to constantly look for people who are going in the same direction as me. Here's one I've read to you all before. There's a picture of a carton full of probably 30 white eggs. And one of the eggs is gold. And the caption says, they laughed at me because I'm different. I laughed at them because they're all the same. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. Then I have another one that has this lion walking across the African plain. This one lion, and I mean, he got a nice little pace and he looking pretty serious. And it's an old African proverb. And as you see this lion walking towards you, it says, a lion doesn't turn around when a small dog barks. And that just reminds me to keep my pace going where I'm going. When them little haters start talking, them little bloggers, that ain't got nothing to do with you. You a lion. You are a lion. You a person on a mission. You a lion. Here's one. There's some writing in the palm of a hand that says, everything you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Everything in life is a test. always remember that, you all, and it's preparing you for something you asked for. These tests and challenges that you go through, they are little things that give you the experience and the knowledge to equip you with the future. Here's another one. Sometimes in order to get where you're going, you need to drop a few people off. Self-explanatory.
Say that again.
Sometimes in order to get where you're going, you need to drop a few people off. That's self-explanatory. Here's one that I took out. I don't know why I'm going to read to you, but it's Isaiah 41:13 and Hebrews 2:2, but they paraphrased it. I do a motivational call, Jesus Calling. And on one day I was reading this. It said, give yourself fully to the adventure of today. Walk boldly along the path of life, relying on your ever-present companion. You have every reason to be confident because my presence accompanies you all the days of your life and onward into eternity. Do not give in to fear or worry, those robbers of abundant living. Trust me enough to face problems as they come, rather than trying to anticipate them. Fix your eyes on me, the author and perfecter of your faith. And many difficulties on the road ahead will vanish before you reach them. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that I am holding you by your right hand and nothing can separate you from my presence. I just use things like that, man. And like sometimes, man, for my morning meditation, I just go to my motivational page and I pull up stuff. Here's one. Trust in his timing. Rely on his promises. Wait for his answers. Believe in his miracles. Rejoice in his goodness and relax in his presence. It just lets me know the whole time that I'm never alone and that I have a very present help. That when Steve Harvey feel like it ain't going right, when I feel like alone and I got decisions to make and I don't know what to do because I have moments like that, when I pray, I always feel better. I offer that same suggestion to you. Find you some things that motivate you along in your life. Put them in your phone, and whenever you feel down, go back and read them. It'll brighten your day. If it did it once, it'll do it again. Those are my closing remarks. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.